Hello there, my name is John Ward and I will be giving a talk called Are We There Yet? At the Colgan Heritage Festival on the 25th of June in Carndonagh in County Donegal. Now, Are We There Yet? Is of course a familiar cry heard by many's a driver from the backseat passengers, and in this case it's referring to how technology can help harness both tourism and local heritage. I found that technology appears to be a bit of a blind spot to a lot of people, and I'm hoping that with a bit of time and effort, it can be regarded more as a help than a hindrance in letting visitors and locals alike find out more about an area in an inexpensive and innovative manner. So I'll be talking about the many methods of technology associated with travel these days, from sat-nav devices to smartphones to the internet and social media, of course, which I'm afraid provoke a muted groan from the uninitiated, and I'm hoping maybe to dispel some of the horror stories of sat-navs putting people in lakes and people tweeting about what they're having for breakfast. So I'll be asking the weary to willingly suspend their disbelief for the duration of my talk and then just go through the various tools at our disposal and hopefully see them more as opportunities rather than as problems or hindrances. And I'll be talking about how really spreading the word in difficult circumstances certainly does go back to John Colgan himself, who managed to put together magnificent books about Irish saints in Louvain against the odds, or indeed even Daniel O'Connell, who was able to rouse all of Ireland in one night by sending straws from house to house. I mean, who needed the internet? And again, it just had to do with having a set of objectives, having a strong message, and follow through, I think. So if, as I say in the papers, tourism really is going to be the cornerstone of the recovery, then yes, I think people are going to have to continue to give value for money and excellent service. But I genuinely believe that a community can play a part in preserving both its culture and as acting as a marketing tool for the area. Certainly the Colgan Heritage Group are a very good example of this, and I'm honoured that they asked me to come along and say a few words. And I'll certainly be talking about how communities can club together, get the information, and certainly get it out there via the technology that exists. I mean, it's relatively inexpensive, and once you get over the initial hurdle of how to use it, it is relatively straightforward, very much like a new version of riding a bike, as it were. So I'm hoping you'll come along. Not only will I be talking about tourism and technology, but I'm also using the opportunity to officially launch my iPhone app for the Inishowen Peninsula. Now, this app does have over 300 points of interest to visit in the beautiful peninsula, and I'm honoured that the Derry writer Sean McMahon, who features on the introduction of the app, is coming along to launch it for me. So it's quite exciting, and there'll be a bit of food, and later on that night there'll be some dancing and music, and it should be an exciting weekend. Have a look at the Colgan Heritage website to get more information, or indeed look at my own website, navigateur.ie, and follow the link, and hopefully follow your way up to Carndonagh very soon. Look forward to seeing you.